You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
G'day, I'm Wendell Hussey, the young cadet at the Batuta Advocate, and you're listening to the weekly news bulletin coming to you from Koala Mattress Studios in downtown Batuta. Before we get into it, a quick announcement. The Batuta Advocate is hitting the road at the end of the year. In November and December, Clancy and Errol will be on stage in cities and towns across the country for the No Holds Barred Batuta Advocate Roadshow. The links to the tickets and information for the show is in the podcast description, or you can head to the website for more. Now, here are the top stories from the Batuta Advocate, Australia's oldest and most respected newspaper. First up, and in national news, Bill Shorten has come out all guns blazing this week. After finishing on top in the Super Saturday by-elections, the Labor leader has gotten a little bit cocky and announced plans to begin executing bank executives. Political analysts say it's nearly impossible to tell at this stage whether Shorten's election promise to tie up high-ranking employees within the financial and banking sector and shoot them in the brain will prove worth it. While analysts are unsure about the plans, it seems as though there's no quelling the bold confidence of Shorten, who has said he'd even go as far as cutting heads off in public squares. Lachlan Peter, a young communist from the French Quarter, commented on our story, saying that anyone promising to spill bourgeois blood has his vote. Elsewhere around the country, and a study has been launched in an attempt to discover why people drink Southern Comfort. The new study by Australia's peak scientific body, the CSIRO, aims to gain an insight into what type of person enjoys drinking the liquor. It is believed researchers will examine people like Gary Turtle Dick from the golf course estate, who unwinds after work with a couple of Southern Comforts and lemonades. The study is set to be released towards the end of the year. And back in town now, a local man named Phil has loaded up on a reality TV finale after receiving a hot tip from a friend of a cousin of an ex-Channel 10 employee this week. Despite not having watched an episode of MasterChef since Julie Goodwin and Poe were running around, the 20-something man placed exorbitant amounts of money on the outcome of this week's finale based on far-fetched tips from the back office of Channel 10. He explained that the bet he put on Ben Borsch was pretty safe because his good mate knows someone who knows an assistant producer. Phil was unavailable for comment after the show wrapped up and hasn't returned any of our calls since Sashi took home the title. Elsewhere around Batuta, and a local boomer who made 68 noise complaints over the weekend has hit out at the Nanny State plastic bag ban. The 65-year-old accountant from the Ponds explained that the spread of political correctness has gone too far. He said to us,
"The plastic bag ban is environmental fucking symbolism at its very worst. Things are starting to get mildly inconvenient for me now, therefore they should be stopped immediately. It's up to comfortable post-war Australians to keep bringing up how bad political correctness is and for me to keep lecturing my communist bedwetting nipple-sacking children."
And in news coming out of the Dolphins League Club, a local non-smoker spoke to us about politely waiting in the freezing cold beer garden while his mates have a dart. Despite not feeling the need to poison his body every half an hour, young Jake Longhurst explained that he just feels more comfortable being out near his group of mates. He told the Advocate,
"Well, you know, it's warm inside the pub, that's why I don't ever bring a jumper. But the place is empty if you're just going to sit inside alone, you know, just on your own while everyone's out having a dart, which is why I usually join them. But, you know, it's so fucking cold outside this time of year, but they don't realise because they're so caught up in getting their fix. I just have to sit there and freeze my nips off."
To sports news now, and the footy show has waxed someone again. Speaking to the Advocate this week, former NRL footy show host Paul Vorton defended the hilarious format in the face of some criticism. He said that body waxing is the perfect harmless little skit and that they can't do arm wrestling anymore after Wendell snapped Rossi's femur in half that time. Just a quick reminder that Clancy and Errol are taking the Batuta Advocate on tour. So follow the link in the show bio or head to our website if you want to get front row seats when our humble Outback paper comes to town. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in order to get your weekly fix of real, unfiltered and unwavering regional news. Until next week, I'm Wendell Hussey.